Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number if you'd like to jump on board. The call is free, and the advice on this program just may be priceless today, as I'm in a pretty darn good mood. 844-729-7469. I'm happy. I'm happy because last week when I talked briefly about retirement and happiness and health and longevity, I got a lot of questions about that. So I spent a little bit of time this past weekend doing some more research on what really and truly can make us happy. I will get to that. Mitch Touchman wrote about it in one of his newsletters. I'll read you what he had to say. Michael Kitsis has studied buying happiness and life satisfaction with greater cash on hand. That's sacrilegious to many of us who grew up in the financial services business. We want to put that cash to work, but perhaps we've jumped the gun on that one. Annuities and retirement happiness, we've talked about that, and happiness linked to longer life. But I start today with something that I read a while back that I've been saving for y'all. Charlie Baleo. Charlie Baleo, as my alarm goes off. Three words rarely heard in the investment business and perhaps the most important to long-term success. Do you happen to know what those words are? I don't know. Hit it, boys. Yeah, those, by the way, are the three words that, once again, those in the industry not too keen on saying, I don't know. The fact of the matter is they don't in most instances. Let me read from Charlie's excellent article. Because the future is unknown, and having the humility to admit that we can't predict it is very hard for us to do. We're wired instead with overconfidence. We overestimate our abilities when it comes to sports, driving, investing, and many other areas of life. I've asked you guys before, haven't I?
Yeah.
Are you a better than average driver?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you better than average good looking?
Yeah.
Of course. And is your six pack better than my six pack? Likewise. Many studies have shown these attributes tend to lead to lower overall returns. The more confident you are, the more you trade, and the worse your returns are on average. You may recall we've talked about the Brad Barber and Terrence O'Dean study, which I'll remind you about a little bit later. And interestingly, he goes on, as men tend to be more overconfident than women, they tend to trade more, 45% more, according to one study. and have lower risk-adjusted returns, 1.4% on average. The old saying, boys will be boys, seems to apply to investing as well. So the ladies are beating us, fellas, by 1.4%, mostly because of our egos. I still don't like using navigation, even though it's a brilliant invention. It's fantastic. But I still like trusting my nose. I can't get away from the ego of thinking I can figure this thing out better than some computer. Guess what? I can't. My wife reminds me of that all the time. What's the best way for investors, he goes on, to manage their overconfidence? I think you know the answer to this. Diversification. Obviously, something my grandmother taught me many, many years ago. In fact, she used to say it this way: non chew put all of your eggs in a one basket. She couldn't say basket. But that's exactly the case. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. We have been lulled into a 10-year bull market that has been fantastic, while markets around the world and emerging markets have stunk up the field. That does not mean you shouldn't have diversified assets, because the U.S. may not always come in first place. Next, resisting the urge to trade. And that's true whether you're buying individual stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, doesn't matter. We have ants in our pants, as my mother used to say. And then sticking with a broad asset allocation plan. Boring. Yeah, I know it's boring. Boring investors are the most successful investors because they create a plan and they stick to the plan. Now, here is what those three words I don't know are great answers to. And he talks about this. Let's practice the concept in response to some standard questions you hear on financial TV, and I dare say radio, every day. Where will the S&P be at the end of the year? I don't know. Where will the 10-year yield be at the end of the year? I don't know. Where will crude oil be a year from now? Don't know. Is gold a good investment here? Duh, don't know. Will the U.S. enter a recession next year? I don't know. What will be the best performing stock, sector, asset class over the next day, month, year? I don't know. How many times will the Fed hike over the next year? I don't know, and frankly, I don't care. You diversify because you don't know the answers to these questions. No one does, and anybody that says they do is lying, because no one can predict the future. They can prognosticate about it, but they don't know what's going to happen in advance. And as I've said a million times, no one can predict the next tsunami, the fires in Northern California, other black swan event. Nobody can predict the future. And so as an investor, you have to have a strategy that first and foremost mitigates risk. And while, you know, our retrospective vision, looking in the rearview mirror, is always 100% accurate, nobody can sit here and say they know for certain that a recession's coming in, I hear, 2020. I mean, I'm hearing, we're going to be kind of okay in 2019. 2020, forget about it. How do you know? We've been in this 9.5-year bull market, the longest in history. Does that mean it needs to come to an end? I don't know. As an investor today, you don't know if the 9-year expansion bull market will end this year or continue for a few more years. You don't know if U.S. stocks will continue to crush international emerging markets in the years to come or finally start to lag. You don't know if the 35-year secular bull market in Treasury bonds is over or if yields will turn down once more. You don't know if the Fed will hike rates once, twice, or more over the next year and what impact, if any, that will have on the markets. You just don't know. In any given year, predicting which asset class will be at the top and which will be at the bottom of performance rankings is a fool's game. No one can do it with any consistency. And what drives me crazy is there are so many people that appear on TV programs and radio programs that believe they do know. And they've got some track record to prove it and so forth. I mentioned Terrence O'Dean and Brad Barber. A study they did back, I guess it was like the year 2000, 1999, is a while ago now. And they looked at trading. And those that traded the most earned the least. By the way, they looked at something like 66,000 households. So it was significantly, significant, I should say. It was a significant study. And what they determined is if you didn't trade at all, you made the most money. Those that traded the most earned the least amount of money. So we don't know what asset classes are going to be the best performer next month, next year, or over the next decade. That's why we diversify. And that's an important lesson for all of us to know. Because when it comes to investing, we simply don't know. We'll be back.
Be happy.
This year, the emergence of advanced cyber attacks and large-scale data breaches have hit the headlines. In 2019, the battle between cyber criminals and cybersecurity professionals will not only continue to rage on, but will likely dramatically evolve. Sophos principal research scientist and security expert Chester Wisniewski has more.
More than 300,000 organizations worldwide rely on Sophos for protection against cyber threats. In 2018, cyber criminals used their personal touch on what we are calling targeted ransomware to rake in millions of illegal dollars from businesses. Sophos has been closely tracking the growth of these highly targeted attacks. Criminals manually break into a company's computer, disable backups in such a tricky way that many businesses feel compelled to pay the high-priced ransom to get their files back. New research from the Sophos 2019 threat report shows that the behavior of cybercriminals is changing, and they are innovating to deploy more sophisticated, stealthy attacks on an organization's network.
For more information on the Sophos 2019 threat report, visit sophos.com/threat report.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. We are talking about buying some happiness. Although, as John, Paul, George, and Ringo just said, you can't buy love. Bruno Mars said he wanted to be a billionaire so freaking bad, too. We'll probably play that for you. We better not play that because I think there's two versions of it, right? I am speaking right now, though, about the Rebalance IRA, folks. For some reason, I'm on their newsletter list, and I got this the other day, and I thought it was excellent. And so I decided I wanted to read it to you because we've been talking a lot on this program about what does make people happy. And happiness is tied to healthier living and healthier living longevity. And those are some of the major risks in life, longevity being probably, especially for baby boomers, the one is the scariest because outliving your money can get very daunting when you're in your late 80s, early 90s, maybe become a centenarian. So allow me, if I may, to quote from several of the studies that he talks about. And again, this is from Rebalance IRA. In a 2011 study by two Princeton professors, Angus Deaton, Ph.D., a renowned economist, and Daniel Kahneman, Ph.D., a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist, they analyzed Gallup worldwide data to help clear up the conundrum of money and happiness. The results stirred interest in this ancient debate, answering the age-old question with the discovery that annual earnings above $75,000, which today is about $85,000 if you inflate it from when that study was done, so call it $85,000, fails to add to an individual's happiness. How in the world can that be? Well, we've talked about lottery winners, and lottery winners, many of them going broke, some of them committing suicide, getting divorced, kids on drugs, and the list goes on. And they got all the money in the world. This last person, what'd she win? $1 billion? So being a billionaire doesn't add to your happiness? Evidently not, according to the shrinks. More money beyond what we need doesn't help because people adapt quickly to the things money can buy. An expensive car is exciting for a month or two, but soon it's just another car. Thinking less about money and financial security as opposed to net worth also plays heavily into an individual's happiness, as we have discussed. Daniel Gilbert at the University of Liège in Belgium took the Gallup findings further through his research into what is now known as the experience stretching hypothesis. His studies demonstrate that when individuals experience greater luxuries, their ability to appreciate the simple pleasures in life decrease incrementally. You know, I have personal experience with this. There was a time in my life when, you know, we had the finances that we could pretty much do what, I mean, we weren't Donald Trump rich, but we were doing okay. I would say upper middle class for sure. And I don't think it added at all to the happiness. Now that we're semi-retired and not able to, I mean, buy any darn thing we want, I'm still just as happy as I was when I could. So it's interesting that this threshold of income, whatever your personal threshold is, gets you to a point of happiness. But getting beyond that doesn't really help that much. I'll get into some of the things that do help. These findings put an ironic twist on the American dream of wealth and the good life. As Gilbert points out, just when someone finally has gathered the discretionary income to enjoy the finer things, he subconsciously trains himself to lose appreciation for common daily pleasures. Isn't that so true? Jonah Lehrer of Wired Magazine commented on these findings, stating, "Strangely, the more we indulge our desires, the more we end up simply needing more, discovering satisfaction, the ability to appreciate all we already have is revolutionary." Researchers found two categories of happiness that do correlate to wealth. The first relates to our overall assessment of our life, rooted in how we compare ourselves with our peers, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. The second type of happiness was day-to-day contentment as measured by behaviors such as laughter, smiling, joy, and what researchers call social psychological well-being. One of the more revealing findings was that more time we spend thinking about money, the lower our happiness ratings become. When researchers exposed subjects to pictures of large amounts of dollars or euros, their savory rating, a measurement of how good the subject felt towards images of a sunset, a panorama, and the like, substantially decreased. Now, that's fascinating to me. Seeing a pile of money or a sunset, you would think most people would pick the pile of money, but nope. They like the sunset better. Buying more happiness, they go on. When we sense that our life is financially secure, we score higher in terms of day-to-day happiness. As Dr. Ed Diner of the University of Illinois points out, one individual may have a motorhome while another a mansion. If the person with the motorhome feels secure that it will never be taken away, then his happiness rating will be higher than the individual who is fearful of losing his mansion. This security principle underscores the importance of living within one's budget and not putting retirement capital at unnecessary and higher risk. It was one of my old mantras. Never take any more risk than you have to. And this is also one of the reasons why annuitizing a certain percentage of your retirement wealth is one of the best things, according to the academic studies, you can do. Finally, he goes on. Other findings reveal that money can, in fact, be useful in promoting well-being in several surprising ways. Giving to charity was shown to improve a person's sense of happiness. Investing in personal growth, when money was spent on personal or professional growth, an individual's overall sense of well-being increased, and allocating money to memory capital. Money may not be able to buy you love, but according to research, it can buy you great life memories, what researchers call memory capital. I can speak to that because back in the day, I was able to do some phenomenal things with my family and my grandkids that Jeannie and I look back on now, and we are so thankful to have been blessed with the financial resources to do those sorts of things. And they don't have to be expensive.
It may have been a message or verse that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
I want to be on the cover of.
I want to be on the cover of some magazine too. That I won the $1 billion lottery. No, I really don't, because having studied this over the years, we have found that money simply cannot buy happiness. Once you get beyond, as I said earlier, about $85,000 worth of income. I know that sounds kind of strange that people that make $300,000-$500,000 a year aren't any happier than a family that earns $85,000 a year. But according to all the research, that is absolutely true. There are a couple of other things that we have found out in research, and Michael Kitsis wrote about this, maybe a year or so ago, and I've kept it because whenever I see the terms buying happiness and life satisfaction, I know I want to report on it, because this program is not just about stocks and bonds. This program is not just about asset allocation and bucketizing. This program is about life, your money, your business, and your life. And if you can learn how to be happier with what you have, then you will have a longer and happier life. So buying happiness and life satisfaction with greater cash on hand reserves caught my attention. Because most of us that grew up in the financial services business always looked at cash as sort of sacrilegious, because you don't make much on it, and I don't get paid anything on it, and so forth. So when I saw this headline, it caught my attention. Here's what Michael wrote about. Quote, "The classic view of cash in the world of investing is something to avoid or at least minimize. To the extent cash is truly needed for immediate or near-term liquidity, holding some may be necessary. But the investment goal is always to hold as little cash as possible and put the rest to work on your long-term behalf." That's the conventional wisdom. Except, he goes on, a recent research study by Ruberton Gladstone and Liu Bamirsky finds that maintaining a healthy level of cash on hand, or at least in a checking or savings account, appears to improve our feeling of financial well-being and life satisfaction. And the relationship holds up even after controlling for income, spending, and other investments, as well as age and employment status. In other words, no matter how much total wealth and income we have, we're just not as happy unless it's accompanied by a healthy pile of cash. I found this fascinating, because having grown up in the financial planning business, we were always taught, oh yeah, get that 3 to 6 month emergency fund and leave that in a liquid account, but everything else needs to be invested. And what we're finding from this research is maybe having a pile of cash beyond that ain't so bad. Allow me if I may. From the investment perspective, it's purely irrational for anyone to need to hold a substantial cash balance above and beyond what's needed to cover actual near-term spending needs. But the research results are more understandable given the research on mental accounting, that we tend to bucket our holdings into groups of current income, current assets, and future income, or at least assets to fund future income, which means even if we have ample income and ample assets for future income, we're just not content And so we also have a healthy allocation to current assets, which in practice means cash, or at the very least, cash equivalents. Now, I would argue that if you can train your brain to think of other cash equivalents as cash, you could potentially earn more money on that cash. One of the things, for example, that I have discussed on this program is cash value life insurance policies, something that I have tapped into as recently as this past year, as a matter of fact. And that's cash on hand. Now, it's helpful if you pay it back, but you may not have to pay it back. Talk to your financial advisor about that. But you get a dual purpose on the money. If you need, as I do, especially now with a bit of a ticker tantrum, you really should have a certain amount of life insurance that is permanentized, that doesn't run out before you run out, if you get my drift. And that policy usually comes with cash value. You may be able to tap into that cash value, that is to say, borrow it tax-free. If it's a universal life policy, you can withdraw your basis, that is, your premiums tax-free. So for those that have poo-pooed the permanentization of some, not all, of your life insurance, they obviously haven't looked at this study, because this gives you more confidence that you can tap into, but you've got to win over your brain in looking at that cash value as if it is a potential for an infusion of cash if needed, and mental account for it as in your cash bucket. He goes on, as the old saying goes, money can't buy happiness, but a growing base of research shows that it actually can, at least to some extent, because it turns out that our happiness really is materially impacted depending on how we spend it. And studies have shown that our life satisfaction and emotional well-being really do seem to be correlated with having greater financial wealth and a higher income, but only up to that $85,000 that I talked about in the last segment. However, just looking at absolute levels of income and wealth may be obscuring nuances in the relative impact of how those dollars are earned and or are held. For instance, Sheffrin and Thaler, researchers, have found that people mentally earmark their dollars into three types of buckets, and I didn't charge them for that. Current assets, current income, and future income. And posited that not all of those buckets may contribute equally to our happiness and emotional well-being. For instance, we might not be as distressed about our lack of future income, i.e. lack of retirement savings, as long as we have sufficient current assets and stable income today, satisfying at least two of the three buckets. Or conversely, we could be more distressed despite having substantial assets, more than enough to cover our lifetime future income needs, if we don't also have enough cash on hand to fill the current assets bucket as well. This really points out why having a relationship with a competent, talented financial advisor can really help benefit you, because you need someone to counsel your brain and help you to understand the cognizant benefits of having cash, having retirement income, having a strategy in place, and then the discipline to follow that strategy. And as we learn more and more, as the shrinks and as the researchers delve into this mental accounting and happiness quotient, we're learning more and more about how, as financial advisors, as investors, we should be reacting to the investments and the amount of cash we do have. He goes on to test this. A recent study by Robertson Gladstone and Lumbermersky in Emotion analyzed 585 UK bank customers and their bank accounts and income and spending. And they surveyed those customers to measure their satisfaction with life and feeling of financial well-being. The results revealed that the amount of someone's liquid wealth, the value of checking and savings accounts, was in fact correlated with both financial well-being and life satisfaction. In fact, liquid wealth had a stronger relationship to those factors than income, spending, investments, or indebtedness. I will stop there. But this is a discussion you need to have with your financial advisor. And it may not be that comfortable for the financial advisor because they haven't been taught to allow you to maintain a decent sum of cash on hand. If they're smart, they'll show you cash on hand alternatives that can get you a better rate of return, but still give you the sense of liquidity that you need to be financially healthy and happy all at the same time. We'll be back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. and you're done. Learn more at TriedPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, we've been talking today about financial planning and how more important having a well-rounded financial advisor that understands what really is important. It's not just about percentage returns, advisory fees, ETFs, stocks, asset allocation. All that stuff is important, no doubt. But really, when it comes right down to it, it's how happy we are in our own skin, in our own life. And having a decent financial advisor to navigate you through the mental accounting that we do and the other behavioral mishaps is critically important. Most of the time we can't do it, or just the brain is wired that way. So I hope that you took good notes today. It's all science. As you know, I like science. And it's all researched out over the years by some very, very, very smart people. Okay, I got some emails in. Hit it, fellas. Looks to me like it's an all-ladies cast for emails today. Starting with Sue, who I think is in New York. Hi, Ray. Love the show. I wanted to retire by age 59. I'm 51 right now. I have just under 850K in my ORP, whatever that is. RP is retirement plan. I don't know what O stands for. It's probably something, maybe it's a school government. I don't know. And 180K in my TDA. That would be a tax deferred annuity. So maybe she is a school teacher. Don't know. But man alive, by 51, she's got over $1 million. Wow. 180K in my TDA. Between both, I have 13.5% in real estate, 13.5% in guaranteed annuity, and 73% in equities. I also have 25K in a Roth that I'm not maxing out. Should I fund more into the Roth or take out more from my paycheck and fund my TDA? Currently, I take out $125 biweekly. I still have my mortgage and was hoping to use it in 10 years to pay down my mortgage, which is $180K now. Thanks, Ray Sue in New York, or Sue NY. I'm assuming that's Sue in New York. Great question. Sue, listen, you're at about, what, $1.1 million or so right now? If you do nothing, if you saved nothing and earned, say, I don't know, 7%, on your money over the next 10 years, you'll have $2.2 million 10 years from now, all in pre-tax accounts. The required minimum distribution at that point is $90,000. If you get Social Security, or if you're married and your husband has a pension, now all of a sudden you're starting to pay some taxes. Now, what do we know about tax rates? Very good today, but who knows? In 2025, all these tax cuts revert and the tax rates go up. So I like the idea of maxing out on your Roth IRA. Forget about the mortgage right now. Pay it now. You can pay it later. You'll probably have ample money to keep paying it later on. The decision to pay down the mortgage should be made in 10 years. Because I'm assuming if you haven't been comatose the last 10 years, you've probably got a pretty good interest rate on that mortgage in the 3.5%, probably to 4% range. You're probably not getting a deduction on the interest for a number of different reasons we don't need to get into right now. But even if you were, it's not substantial enough for you to get all excited about paying it off any earlier than 10 years from now. Now, 10 years from now, it may make some sense to get it paid off. Whether or not it would make sense to use the Roth to do so is yet another tax discussion. So what I want for you is tax flexibility. I don't know enough about your situation. When I answered this by email, I did say, here's my number, call me. Call me, Sue, you haven't. You've got my number. Call me, because I don't know if you're married or single. That's going to make a difference, because tax rates are different for married couples than single individuals. I don't know if there's a pension. I don't even know if you qualify for Social Security. If you're a school teacher and you got a government pension, then you may not get Social Security. But when you've got $850,000 in some kind of a 401k plan, it makes me think that maybe you will get Social Security. Now, all of a sudden, your Social Security added on top of the required minimum distribution, that's going to be 80, 90, 100 grand by then, starts to get you up there into potentially higher tax brackets, way higher if you're single. So this is not just an easy answer. Remember my philosophy, folks. Having silos of different taxed money is a good thing. So she's got 10 years. She can max out on Roth. She can also do Roth conversions. The decision to do that is really one of, does it make sense to do so now while the tax rates are a little bit lower, or does it make sense to do so later? I don't know the answer to that. Anyway, Sue, it is an excellent question. Not sure that I've helped much. Call me. I don't bite on the phone. You've got my number. Ellie, I heard you say it might be a good idea to exchange my variable annuity to a different type of annuity for more safety. I have over 100K in a VA. Should I do that? Well, I did answer an email question on that last week, I think. And the person was, like you, a little bit concerned because the market's gone up so much. That variable annuity's doubled or more in value over the last 10 years. And you don't want to lose what you've gained. Now, I don't know if your annuity has a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit. If it does, depending on the benefit, it may not make sense for you to convert it, because those particular types of variable annuities take the high watermark and then give you an income for the rest of your life based on that high watermark. So it would make sense to keep investing the money if you're going to annuitize at some point. Because if the track record of the variable annuity doing better than a fixed annuity, which clearly it has for the last 10 years, even better than an index annuity, then you may not want to change. If, on the other hand, you're going to use the cash value for your retirement and want to sanitize or protect what you've got, then a 1035 exchange may be in your future. Thank you for the emails. Go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
America's home for business talk online at biztalkradio.com.